Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Chof Ches Omer Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and B'ezus Hashem, we're getting very close, the second to last share in this beautiful siman of Tof Kuf Nun Aleph, which deals with the halachos of the 9 days. And we pick up on the end of the very first line on Chof Ches Omer Aleph with the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, in yesterday's share, we learned about bathing during the 9 days, and the Machaber had taught us that we shouldn't do so. Yesh Nogim Shalo Lirchotz Mirosh Chodesh. And others have just the custom not to bathe during the Shua Shechabo. Others have the custom not to bathe during the entire 9 days. And now the Ramah tells us, Haga, well, it's Tzorach Mitzvah Shari. But if you're bathing for mitzvah purposes, so one is allowed to do so. And in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim adds, in Dibra Maschal, Tzorach Mitzvah, he says, Afil B'chamen, this is even with hot water. And he'll say similarly the same thing in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. And therefore, for example, what is for an example of a mitzvah that you can bathe, he brings out from the Ma'ariel that a woman who is going to prepare herself for the mikvah, so she's allowed to bathe herself in the normal fashion and then go to the mikvah. The Ramah continues and he says, "Vafilu im toveles lel asara ba'av," even if she's going to the mikvah the night after Tisha B'av, on the night that starts the 10th of Av, Mutul or Lirchotz the Erev Tisha B'Av, she can even in that situation wash herself on Erev Tisha B'Av. As we'll see, there's a machlokis. You can see this in the Bir Halacha. Diba Maskul Efshar, he brings down the Ramah is going like his Shita in Yeredeya that says that you normally go and prepare on Erev Shabbos for a tefillah on Matzei Shabbos. It's the same thing over here. He says you can do this on Erev Tisha B'Av for the tefillah that will be done after Tisha B'Av is over. We don't go to the mikvah, of course, on Tisha B'Av, because it's also to have Tashmish, so therefore there's no purpose in going, and therefore we don't go to the mikvah on the night of Tisha B'Av. But the Chofetz Chaim in this Bir Halacha brings down the opinion of the Shach, says, Me'ikra din, tirchotz bi'erev Tisha B'Av, afilu evshalo lirchotz b'layla. He says that you can go and immerse yourself on Erev Tisha B'Av, even if you'd have time to do it on Matzei Tisha B'Av. And this is true, afilu efshalo lirchotz b'layla, even if she would have time to do this at the night post Tisha B'Av. And he brings down the name of the Dagum Ervava. In any event, so the Ramah is telling us over here that she'd be allowed mutalo lirchotz b'erev Tisha B'Av, im efshalo lirchotz leil asar. If it'd be impossible for her to go, for whatever the reason, to bathe herself properly and prepare herself properly for the tefillah on Matzei Tisha B'Av, then she's allowed to do it on Erev Tisha B'Av. And he brings down the name of the Aguda. The Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sifkot and Sadi Beis, this is also Kedarko Becham, even with hot water. Then the Ramah continues and he says, V'nire du adin isha haloveshes levonim yecholo lirchotz ma'at kedarko bishar shona. A woman who is preparing herself during the Zayin Nekiyim to make sure that she's clean and she wears white garments, Yechol Alirchotz Ma'at, she's allowed to wash herself in the normal way like she does the rest of the year. Hoel, the reasoning is, Ve'ena Osala Tainuk Rak L'Tzorach Mitzvah, because she's not doing this for pleasure. The whole idea of not bathing is for pleasure purposes, but if you're doing it L'Tzorach Mitzvah, if you're not doing it for pleasure, but you're doing it for cleanliness or other reasons like that, so then some of these halachos are different. Such as the woman can go and clean herself kedarka ma'at a little bit during the Zayin Nekiyim when she is making sure that she doesn't have stains or any potential that would ruin her Zayin Nekiyim. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if katan sadi gimel v'chein ktanim. Likewise for young children, sheish lehem chatotim miroshim, they have some scabs or some illness on their hair that on their heads that needs to be shampooed. Nogin l'rochim miroshim, they'd be allowed to go wash their hair and take care of it in the normal fashion. Dish of footnote number 108 brings down, Imhei Mekomos Chamim, if it's in a hot place, when people don't tolerate the heat well, so then Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says that even the young children can wash as they normally do, as long as they're under the age of bar mitzvah. And he says this is the normal growth of the child, so to say. This is what we call Rivisayu, which is Harechitza Chashuva Litzorach Gdidei Losam Hitkina. So it's the normal way for a child to go and wash themselves, they would be allowed to do so. And the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and it's brought down as well by Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Shekitanim Shirigilim Tomid Lusrachetz B'choyom, children that take a bath every day, one can be mako until the age of bar mitzvah during the 9 days as well. The Ramah continues and he says, V'noagin shalo lirchotz afilu b'tzonin mirosh chodesh ve'elech. Then the Ramah says that our minog is not to go and wash even with cold water from Rosh Chodesh and onwards. And he brings down in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Sadi Dalid, this means that when the Rama says don't wash, it means Hainu Kol Gufo, your entire body, don't bathe or shower. Avol Ponov Yodov Viraglov Shari Lirchot Bitzone. But to go and just wash your face, your hands, and your legs, that's certainly permissible in cold water. The issue footnote number 110 discusses a number of other parts of the body. It says, what about the payas and the zokon, your payas and your beard? So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that that's not considered part of panov. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that the beard is considered part of panov. And how far do we consider your hands and your feet? So this is a discussion in the additional footnotes in the issue footnote number 110 and the additional paragraphs there, Ayin Sham, as well as whether you're allowed to use soap or not as a machlokas for those parts of the face, hands, and feet that you are allowed to go and wash. And nowadays, since we don't walk barefoot, in those days they used to walk barefoot, one might have thought that the din is different, that you're not allowed to wash your feet, but Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that you're still allowed to wash your feet nowadays because bizmanenu kulam chashuvim ki istinasim linyan raglayim. Everybody is considered a fussy person, a person who needs to wash his feet in regards to our feet today, even though we don't walk barefoot. Now, the issue footnote number 109 is a very important footnote. We'll try to go through it quickly. He says, this issa rechitza is eino ela rechitza shel taina. As we pointed out, it's only when you're doing it for pleasure. And therefore, muteres rechitza shel mitzvah, any type of mitzvah type of washing is allowed. So if a person sweats a lot, rotsa lirchotz kedei laver azeya, and he's just going to bathe or to get rid of the sweat, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us in Simen Tof Reish Yud Gimel, regarding the prohibition against washing on Yom Kippur, that lo osru el ruchitza shel tainog, and therefore yesh lumo shemisha mazia harbe. If somebody sweats excessively and he wants to wash himself from the sweat, that's not called for pleasure, and it would be allowed. However, he says if the person really isn't fussy about this and he doesn't really need to wash himself, one should be machmir. He brings down from the Shelos Tshuva Salmos Chaim, Shemisha Osa Mishum Nikias. If somebody just does it to keep clean for hygiene purposes and not for pleasure purposes, then there is no Issa to do Rechitza. And this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Shelos Tshuva Sigus Moshe, where he writes, on hot days, 9 days in the United States falls out during the summer, Shishke Ein Kavanaso B'Rechitza El Lahavi Rezeya. If your whole purpose is just to get rid of the sweat, Mutul Lirchotz, one can bathe during this period of time. Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Shirak Mishu Istinis, only a person who's a fussy person, Umezia Harbe, and sweats a lot, and he washes himself every day, even in the winter months, he can be Mako, but he should do it with cold water and without soap. On the other hand, Shel Shuvah's Or Lezion says, if it bothers him quite a bit, he can't stand the negative aroma, the body odor that he has because of the sweat, or that it disturbs other people, or it's in a very humid area, a very humid place, and if the person can't tolerate bathing with cold water, so then he'd be allowed to make it lukewarm in order that he could go and get rid of the absolute coldness. He shouldn't do it with hot water. And he adds, mutter lirchotz af im sobon. He can use even soap. And this is also the opinion of Ravazza that sound the Shevet Levi. However, he says, rak bitzonein, shezeh maspik lekach, but he should keep the water as cold as it's possible for the person to tolerate. Shouldn't take a nice hot shower. Ein mutter lirchotz as kol gufcho v'vasachas, and when you do this, shouldn't wash your entire body all at once, should try to do it rak aver, do a limited time. So if you're in the shower, do your arms first, let's say, then do your body, and then do your legs in an aver type of fashion, not all immersed at the same time. There are those that are more machmir. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down the name of his uncle, the great Chazon Ish, Zatzal, Shafilu Kishemezim Harbe. Also, Lirchos is called a goof. Even people who sweat quite a bit aren't allowed to go wash their entire body. And he brings down that Afilu B'Tishabav Atzma Mutalosoch Kiri Lahavir Azuma, that which it says that on Tishabav you can go get rid of the sweat, is only when you're dealing with them here, a sick person. Person has a fever 103 and he's schwitzing, so then he can wash down. But not somebody that just is schwitzing because it's a hot day, but he's not sick. And this is also what the great Kleisenberger Zatzal, the Divri Yitziv, writes. That which the Morgan of Rome says, that if it's not for Rechitza purposes, if it's just Kedei Lahavir Azeya, you'd be allowed to go and do this, that's only talking about real Zuama, when it's really something that's terribly disturbing to you. Not just a little schwitz, a little sweat, but you're really soaking, so then you'd be allowed to. And that's what the Morgan of Rome is talking about, and that shouldn't be a general statement that you can go take baths and showers at all during the 9 days because you're sweating a little bit. And he says, if you do take this, you should not do this, for example, in the mikvahs, showering and bathing. You should do that in your own privacy of your house. We'll talk about tefillah in a moment. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, even me, shehamenias merchitza, goremes lo tzar, oshuisnes, even a fussy person, or somebody who's going to be bothered very much by being sweaty, ain lahokil. He says, very machmir, you shouldn't be makel. And he says, shemin shemitzar bioser, somebody's really, really disturbed by it, the savlo rav machmas haminos merchitza, and he's really disturbed by not taking a bath, the rabbis didn't institute that he can't take a bath. So again, every person needs to look at their own personal condition, their own temperature, their own sweating, etc., and the impact that it has upon other people, and make the decisions how to do so. Again, when you are showering or bathing during the 9 days, one should do this in the minimal fashion that's necessary, in the cooler type of water rather than hot water or lukewarm water is necessary, and one should do it ever if possible, and as quickly as possible, so it's just a rechitza for the purposes of removing the sweat and for cleanliness and not for pleasure. Don't sit under the hot shower and enjoy it. Now, the issue footnote number 111 talks about various types of tefillah, other than for a woman who has to go to the mikveh, is mechuyevus to go to the mikveh. Talking about tefillas Ezra, for example. Ezra made a takana that people, after they've had a seminal discharge, they should go to the mikveh. So how does that apply during the 9 days? It's not a din, so it's a custom that many people have nowadays. It's not mechuyev to do so. So are you allowed to do so? So Maral Diskin Zatzal is not sure. Can you do this? However, many other Gedolei Achronim, including the Kaf HaChaim, the Chazon Ish, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Shemutu Apetishos Hayom, they would be allowed to go even during the 9 days. And the Shelos Uchuvos Rab Po'alim adds, Sheishli Zor Litvo Baboke, you should do it early in the morning, so it's clear that you're not doing this for any pleasurable purposes, but just for the mitzvah of going to the mikvah. And he says that somebody has the custom to go to the mikvah every day, not because of Takanas Ezra, but for Kedusha purposes, to enhance his Kedusha. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Yochol Alechas, you can go. However, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Yibod Mechaim Lechaim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Ein Lahok was that. They disagree. A sanduk, or the father of the baby, to be mild. So many have the custom, they go to the mikvah on that day, or people that have the custom before they go to the cemetery, and when they come back from the cemetery, they go to the mikvah. So the Shel Shus Rab Palma says here also, mutul litvo, they're allowed to go. Should again try to do it in the morning to demonstrate that you're not doing it for pleasure purposes. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says he thinks it's also to do so. The Sofer, who is writing a Sefer Torah, or other ksivas stam, and he normally goes to the mikvah beforehand. So the Shelos Teshuvos Or LeZion says, Mutu litvo gam yom eil, he can go. Again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, also lo. He says, Meikra din, enu chai betfilazu, therefore you shouldn't do it. He then brings down also a discussion, can you go in hot water mikvah, or should it be in a cold mikvah? I ain't in the rest of this footnote. The issue 112 tells us about Tfilas Ezra, b'mim shemavatel lefam. Until now, we're talking about people that do it all the time. Here, the guy sometimes goes, sometimes doesn't go. So the Eshel Avraham Yibachar says, in this situation, he's not sure if you'd be allowed to go. And the opinion of the Chazon Ish is, shemutu af l'bishen o'makbid ole atom. Even for somebody that doesn't go all the time, if he's going now, he's allowed to go. On the other hand, the Shelos Teshuvos Rav Po'alim seems to say, shelo yitbo, shouldn't go in this situation. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah continues and he says, v'afilu be'er v'shabesh l'chazon, when every Shabbos Chazon comes out and people normally take a bath or shower for Shabbos. So the Ramah's opinion is, also Lichotz Kim Rosho Ponov Yodav V'Raglav. You shouldn't take a full bath in this situation, a full shower, but just wash, as the Ramah says, Rosho, your head, Ponov, your face, Yodav, your hands, V'Raglav, your feet. And you should do this Bitzonin in cold water. He thinks around the name of the Maril and the Chuvas Maril. However, the Ramah says, V'yesh Mekilim. There are those that allow B'chafifas HaRosh B'chamim to go and shampoo your head with hot water. Somebody does this every Erev Shabbos, so they can do this on even Erev Shabbos Chazon. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Sadi Hay tells us, the original, more harsh opinion, he says, even if you'd wash every Erev Shabbos, take a bath, take a hot bath for your entire body every Erev Shabbos, nevertheless, according to this opinion, the stricter opinion also be Erev Shabbos Shel Chazon, Lichotz Kol Gufo Afilu B'Tzon. You can't even wash your whole body with cold water, never mind not hot water. Olinyan Tvila. So he says, for a person who has the minhag, anoy litvo b'chol erev Shabbos mutter, he says, you can go. Again, we already had a whole discussion, Dear Shu footnote 111, about other types of tefillos. And somebody doesn't go all the time, every Erev Shabbos, because he's too busy at work, it's a short Friday, or because it's too cold, also, then such a person shouldn't go. And again, we discussed a lot of this in Dershu footnotes number 111 and 112 already. Sifkat and Tzadivav, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to go and wash your hair with hot water if you're a person that needs to do so. Avalo bezeif, he says he shouldn't use sabon, which is shampoo. Veloik, sha'osin me'efer, and some other type of material that they made out of ashes. But again, many people today are considered an istinus and would have a hetter to do so. And again, as we said, even take a full bath or shower, albeit in the way that we described. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tzadi Zayin tells us that the ayin and chayi odem do what din the shari pun of yod v'ragla b'chamin, even with hot water, if you do this all the time, l'mishiragil b'kach kol Shabbos. Somebody does this every week, they can do it on Erev Shabbos Chazon as well. Now we go to Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Tov lizor mi lomar shechyonu bein ha-metzorim. A person shouldn't say a shechyonu during the 3 weeks. The bein ha-metzorim is the 3 weeks. Al pri, on a new fruit, or al mabush, on a new garment, because we normally make a shechyonu then, so try not to eat them or wear them during the 3 weeks so you don't get into the situation of making a shechyonu. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sif Katan Tzadi Ches. Even though an Avel is allowed to make a Shechyanu, so why can't we in the 3 weeks, if we're like Avel, make a Shechyanu? He says, this is a terrible time in our calendar, so it's not proper, ain't it kedai, for a person to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say Shechyanu, V'Higyanu, V'Kimanu, Lazman Hazeh, that you allow me to live to this time, because it's not such a good time right now. Of course, we're thankful Hashem, of course, always letting us live, but to use this lashon, shechyonu, v'higyonu, v'kimonu, lazman hazeh, somehow improper. The issue footnotes 116, 117, and 118 give some specifics over here in regards to these dinim of shechyonu. Can you do it on the night of Shavasa B'Tamas? Is that also included in the 3 weeks? What about a bracha v'tova meitiv? What about buying a talis, talis katan, talis gadol, and other details? Look in these three footnotes. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, who brings down the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. V'agro, b'beyuro, in the Bira Gro, he writes, cholikaze, he disagrees with this idea of not making shechyanu. Because of who the chumra yaseri, he says this is an unnecessary, excessive chumra, and he says, v'chein ha-taz b'faki was it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Taz also agrees with the Vilna Gaon, and says that this is an improper custom. V'alkein, b'shabbos, ein lachem was it. And therefore, on Shabbos, certainly one can make a shechyanu. If he has a new fruit, you can make a shechyanu. V'b'lav hochi, har b'yachon, maskim, l'hok b'shabbos, because certainly one can be made on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 120 brings down, however, if it's Shabbos Tisha B'Av, it's the fast is pushed off to Sunday, but Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, so Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, brings down She'ein Mevarchim Shechyanu. Then don't make a Shechyanu on that Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan Tzadi Tes tells us you shouldn't make it on a new fruit or in a new garment. Umimela, therefore, as a result, lo yochal apri v'lo yivash habeget, since you can't make the Shechyanu, so don't eat the new fruit and don't wear the new garment. Because of Achronim, he adds, the Isha Muberes Muteres Lechol Pri Below Shechyanu. If a woman is pregnant, and pregnant women need to eat something sometimes so they can have a bad medical condition, so they're allowed to eat this new fruit, but they shouldn't make the Shechyanu. Because Shema Tis'ada, because she has a desire to eat this fruit, she has a craving, V'yigrom Nezik Lova Lavlat. And if you don't give her the fruit, it could Rechmona Luslan make her sick or make the baby sick, and therefore she's allowed to eat the fruit, but don't make a Shechyanu. Likewise for a sick person, sick person who needs the fruit for whatever the reason is also allowed to go and eat the new fruit. Shaperos poskalo taboso, they'll help him open up his appetite, lechol dvarim tovim, and he'll eat well, and he'll get out of his sickness. And therefore, in a case of a sick person, we don't protest, and we allow him to go and have the new fruit. Likewise, the Mechaber tells us over here, in addition to Shechyanu, on a new fruit or a mabush that you shouldn't do, he says, Avol al pigeon aben. The pigeon aben comes out during the 3 weeks. We do make a shechyanu with a pigeon aben. Omer, you should say it. Lo yach mitzvah mitzvah. And don't ruin the mitzvah. Don't make the mitzvah bitter or chometz. Don't make it not a good mitzvah. So you can make a shechyanu on a pigeon aben. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Kuf, likewise, you don't want to not say the bracha or bracha, kivin shigiz mana, because it's the right time, so you make the bracha. Wait, if you're seeing a new fruit and you don't make the bracha then, isn't that also machmitz the bracha? So he said, no. Since we have the custom not to make the shechyanu when we see the new fruit, but when we eat it, lo mikri machitz mitzvah. That's not called making the mitzvah chometz, making the mitzvah not good, ruining the mitzvah.
The issue footnote number 122 has an interesting discussion about what happens if a person has to eat a fruit because he's sick, then he doesn't make the Shechiyonu. But if by accident he made a bar pietz and he has to eat the fruit, then he does make the Shechiyonu because one is out of simcha and the other is out of medical necessity. And therefore, that's the distinction. I ain't in the full footnote for all of the details. With that, we conclude today's shir.